Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. And hello, welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast. The staff meeting went off without a hitch. A little bit long in the tooth. Took a little while. I was kind of like trying to stay busy. We got that taken care of. During the staff meeting for the radio station, they said, "Easy, you're coming up here. We're so excited to have you on Friday to be live." And then I informed them of what I'm about to inform you now. I had said that I was going to be taking a couple days off to go up to Fear Bunker North with Pooh Bear in the Winter Wonderland. And we've canceled that. So now it's business as usual here. You're like, why? Why are you canceling that? There is a certain level of work that has to go into getting out of here. You know, you kind of, if you want to play, you have to pay. And not that that's a terrible thing. It's just that, I don't know. It's when you go up there in the winter, it's kind of a wild card, and if you go, there's a lot of boring reasons as to why I've talked myself out of this. Just know that I'm like, no. And Pooh Bear says, all right, fine. And she goes, because she's like off on midwinter break for the schools, you know, one of the 8 million vacations that they get. And so Thursday is her last day. And she doesn't have to be back to school till Tuesday. So the plan was to go up north. Now we're not doing that. She goes, okay, well, we can do things around here then. We can, there's some things you can get done around the house, she says. And so I go, yeah, of course. Like, for example, yesterday she left the house to go grocery shopping. She says, okay, I have a chore. You have to thoroughly vacuum everything. And you have to sweep the entire... She's giving me all this. I go, yeah, of course. And so I always like work very hard to do that. I always try to over-deliver, you know, when it comes to these like house cleaning chores. Now, when it comes to things like repairing the door behind me that I kicked in 3 years ago, a little bit of a slower process on that, to be sure. But when she tries to... when there's stuff I can definitely handle. Okay, cleaning the kitchen, I'm all for it. And she says, okay, we'll stay home and you can clean the garage. I go, yeah, of course. We can get the basement ready for Madison and her new husband. Yeah. In case you don't know, Maddie's getting married June 6th to Ash. Ash was born a girl and is transgender. Dude. So that means these two are moving in. You're like, wait a minute, how can that be? Well, Madison is taking a gap year from school for her college before she goes on to get her graduate work underway. And so she's going to be here. Her and Ash are going to be living here. And I cannot wait for this. Okay. Ash is a real go-getter. So I'll be like, Ash.
Yeah.
Can you help me paint the house?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got it, Mr. Z. Yeah, you got it, Eric. Dad.
Ash is absolutely Madison's soulmate. Madison has never been happy in a relationship until Ash. Ash is exceptional. Wonderful, wonderful soul. Stevie says, what is Madison's degree in? Psychology. Maureen says Madison will provide lots of content, I'm sure. I have to be very, very careful with the Madison content. I have to pick my spots because she doesn't like me talking about her. She doesn't like me telling the stories that happen here around this house. And I'm of like, well, okay, look, I've got a coffee mug that says, be careful, I might talk about you on my podcast. I forgot who gave me that coffee mug. But I'm like, you know, look, we have gotten this far as a family through me observing the things that happen in these walls and then telling stories about it. So, you know, this is how this works. I share this stuff and then people come back for more. Like Maureen says, or like Linda says, she likes it when you pay the tuition bill, though. Exactly. If I can't tell about losing the DS, telling stories about losing the DS case and whatnot, that's it. You know, I mean, no one is listening to me so because of my take on worldviews. Most of my podcasts are basically me describing to you the nonsense that I see and witness on a regular basis. Maureen says you can use a fake name for her like Zaddy or something. David says we come to hear the craziness. At the end of the day, these stories are relatable. Everyone who has a family can relate to these moments that I have described to you for the past several decades. To a time even before you even knew I existed on WGRD. I have never not behaved this way. This has always been my thing. I just keep getting more excellent at it. That's what you have here. All right? Every minute that I'm talking, I'm better than the previous minute. If you locked me up in a room and said, Eric, I want you to do 7 days of podcasts, but you are not allowed to pay attention to anything going on in the outside world, I'm 100% sure I could pull that off and it would be fucking great. All right? Maybe. You know, I mean, I have to constantly be being stimulated, which every day brings me more stimulation. I'm stimulated all the time. The stimulation makes me proud. All right. So now we're not going anywhere, but I take it back. Now we're not going up north. And then, so I told you that Pooh Bear likes going to bookstores. Like there's this little bookstore in up north at Fairbunker North called the Hidden Nook. This little quaint little mom and pop shop. And she just loves it to death. And she goes, okay, I've got an idea. I go, what is it, Pooh Bear? Instead of going up north, on Saturday, we are going to go to Columbus, Ohio. I'm like, what the fuck? What the? Columbus, Ohio? What? Why am I going to do that? Well, that is where the world's largest bookstore is. I go, okay. Now, it's very important. See, she comes walking up to me with a gleam in her eye. And if I, like, look like I'm not interested, I'm going to be punching a hole in her love bucket. And I don't want to punch a hole in Pooh Bear's love bucket. So she says, explains to me, I think it's called The Loft in Columbus, Ohio. It is actually the world's largest bookstore. And she explains it all to me and how excited she is. And I go, I'm in. Okay. Sounds great. And she goes, and afterwards, we can go get a bite to eat. And there's a nice little hotel right there. And it'll be an adventure. It'll be an adventure. And I am not one to rain on the adventures. Okay? I'm already getting all sorts of flack from various audience members in the chat about this adventure. Jeremy says she wants to drive 6 hours to go to a Barnes & Noble. 6 hours each way. Yes, yes, that's what she wants to do. Maureen says, I love Pooh Bear's lisp. It's so endearing. Nick says, just go wrong. Amazon is, and you don't even need to leave the house. Yeah, guys, look, come on now. I'm at a point in my marriage where if I'm with Pooh Bear, it's going to be a good time. I enjoy spending time with my wife. I'm not one of these to sit there and bitch about, my wife every fucking step along the way. That's if you do that enough, you start to feel like that all the time. And then before long, you're on the fast track to her leaving you. This is all about Pooh Bear points. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever lose sight of the points. Which I guess I lost 1,000 Pooh Bear points over the weekend. And I go, she was just lost 1,000 Pooh Bear points. I go, why? She goes, because she asked me to take the clothes out of the washer and put them in the dryer. And I had forgotten to do that. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, it takes forever to get the Pooh Bear points full. And all it takes is one fucking misstep like that. And you're knocking off 1,000 fucking points. Jesus. David says, I love bookstores, but I'm not driving that far. Okay, the way I look at this is this. When it comes to these moments, I like to, instead of just, because it's not predictable, you can't tell what's going to happen. All you know is that it's 6 hours there's a bookstore, and 6 hours back. Now, what's going to happen between the time I leave this driveway and the time I come home is anybody's guess. One of a billion things could happen. And you need to look at it as this. This is an opportunity for something amazing and hilarious and fun to happen that I can talk about right here. And even if you don't have a podcast, that's still a great opportunity for something that is fulfilling to your life, you assholes. You got to have that type of adventurous spirit. That's what I'm suggesting to you. All right? And besides, this is all a tax write-off. Every single fucking minute of that trip is a tax write-off. Why? Because I'm talking about it here. So every single receipt that I get, every mile driven, every second spent is a goddamn tax write-off. Thank you to the federal government for making it such. All right. Tyler says it's like the stock market. Takes forever to build up and one bad day tanks it. Talking about Pooh Bear points. Bob says, David says, I love bookstores, but I'm not driving that far. Bob says, it's not just the distance, it's also into Ohio. Yeah, I don't buy into that we hate Ohio thing. I mean, I'll talk about it here on the show, but in reality, it's fine. I'm looking forward to it. Even if I wasn't looking forward to it, all right? Even if I was 100% opposed to this, am I going to get in the way of Pooh Bear's joy? Hell no. This is not supposed to be an adversarial relationship where you're one-upping each other. My goal is to try to make her happy, all right? And since my yogurt cannon is so severely impaired, this is the least I could do. So that is what is on the horizon. I will not be missing any time as originally thought. It is a normal work week here. Trump has decided that the tariffs now will take effect tomorrow. This might be, I don't know if this is going to be one of those things where Trump is like, fucks it all up and then fixes it. That theory has been floated on this show about Trump doing that sort of thing. So who knows what will happen. Maybe there will be a last minute thing that takes place. Trump has said that Americans will feel some pain. They should brace for some pain. And he's referring to higher prices. As you know, Trump spent a good amount of time on his campaign talking about reducing inflation. He knew full well what he was doing with these tariffs that are in place that are going to charge an additional amount to anything coming into the country from not only China, but Canada and Mexico. So that means, let's say, there's whiskey coming in from Canada. In order for them to get it, the whiskey company to get it into the United States, they would have to pay a huge percentage on that to the federal government. A tax for them doing business in our country. Now, the problem with that is, though, these companies aren't just going to eat that. They're going to make you pay for it when the consumer buys it. And this is expected to increase your yearly cost, my yearly cost, anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 on just shit that we use every day. Expenses on this. And it is triggering what's being described as a trade war. What goods could be in the crosshairs?
I'm going to immediately impose a 25% tariff on everything they send in to the United States of America.
Okay, now you see all these people cheering? They have no idea that they are going to pay for that. So a good portion of Trump's constituency is poor. So they are now fucked.
President-elect Donald Trump's major campaign promises is instituting sweeping tariffs on the U.S.'s largest trading partners to fight illegal immigration and drug flow.
25% on Mexico, 25% on Canada, and 10% additional on China.
But why is President-elect Trump pushing for these tariffs, and how do they work?
This is an old story. That's why they're calling him President-elect. But it does a good job of explaining this.
George Washington University professor Rodney.
I love the hair. Love the hair on this guy.
Lake explains.
If you're producing cars in Mexico and you're trying to encourage people to buy U.S. cars, how can I, as the government, raise the prices? Well, I can put a tariff on those goods.
Lake says the goal is to bolster domestic industry.
Who is this? This guy should be doing this report while flying a carpet.
In the U.S., but he warns these tariffs will hit Americans' wallets almost immediately.
You can see these higher prices because it's unlikely, for example, that these companies are going to take these big, detriments to their bottom line. They're going to pass that along.
These tariffs will impact the price of raw materials like steel, plastic, and crude oil from Canada, cars and car parts from Mexico, and electronics like smartphones and computers from China. Lake says the U.S. needs more time to build up its domestic production.
You're talking about years before you're going to have a direct impact on the domestic production of those items.
However, Lake believes President-elect Trump may use this as a negotiating tactic to bring these countries to the table to reach an agreement that will benefit all parties. Reporting in Washington, I'm Basil John.
Okay, so we don't know for sure that when you get down to the tipping point tomorrow when these tariffs are supposed to start, will Trump turn around and go the other direction. You never know. Tyler says, how is this supposed to fix anything? What's the logic? Well, look, I'm of this opinion. Let them. Who gives a fuck? Consider this as cost of doing business. It might work out to be a fantastic thing. How? I have no idea. Nor do I care to follow up. All I'm saying, this is my attitude throughout this entire presidency. Who knows? Maybe the fucker's got it right. Maybe this will be something fantastic. I don't know what. I don't know how. But I'm not going to sit here and lose sleep over anything. Okay? He's got the keys. Let him do what he wants. Excuse me. Trump has talked about, now some folks are talking about Trump making Canada. He keeps going back to them being the 51st state. And that would be something, wouldn't it? He writes, we pay hundreds of dollars to subsidize Canada. Why? There is no reason, Trump wrote. We don't need anything they have. We have unlimited energy. That's not true, though. We get a good portion of our crude oil from them. So that's just bullshit. We should make our own cars. And we have more lumber than we can ever use. Without this massive subsidy, Canada ceases to exist as a viable country. Harsh but true. Now, I have no idea if that is truth. It's probably not. That is probably all bullshit by Trump. But then he says, therefore, Canada should become our cherished 51st state, Trump added. Much lower taxes, far better military protection for the people of Canada, and no tariffs. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am secretly hoping that Canada, and by the way, look at Bruce, he's hilarious. I am secretly hoping that Canada says, all right, let's become the 51st state. That would be incredible. Now, there's no way that that would happen, but I actually want that to happen. I would be all for that. All of Canada, the 51st state. I don't know if you saw that story where he brought Wayne Gretzky to Mar-a-Lago. I didn't know that Wayne Gretzky was a big Trump fan, but I guess he is. He brought Wayne Gretzky and said, hey, Wayne, I want you to be the governor of Canada. And Gretzky looked at him and was like, nah. But I think Trump is fucking serious about this shit. It's really hard to get out of the idea that Trump wants to be a dictator just gobbling up real estate like Adolf Hitler when he's actually suggesting that Canada become the 51st state. I don't know. I just get the idea that he's like one bad day away from just invading. All right. From my armchair, I do want to live in a world, though, where Canada says, okay, we're the 51st state. Cole says that would be a giant state. You're damn right it would. You'd have to break that thing up. I think there's seven provinces in Canada. I don't think I could name all of them. British Columbia, maybe I could. Alberta, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, Labrador, Newfoundland, and Prince Edward Island, maybe. I don't know. I just picture the board in the game Risk. Did you ever play that game Risk? Cole says Nova Scotia. I don't know. Fuck. Now I gotta know. Provinces in Canada. There are 10. Nova Scotia is one of them. I forgot to mention Saskatchewan. And New Brunswick. All right. Enough of that. I was going to mention something else, and then it left my brain. What the fuck is that? Anyway, all right. So that's Trump. Now the idea of prices raising, you will notice that more than likely. Everybody's losing their mind. There was a hockey game over the weekend, and this is like the new thing. I guess when there is a basketball game in Canada or a hockey game and they sing both anthems, you know, the thing to do in Canada, because they're all pissed off, the Canadians, that the U.S. is imposing these tariffs. The person who's singing the anthem, they will introduce that person, in this case at the Toronto Raptors basketball game, and they clap for the person who's singing the anthem. And then as soon as the person starts singing the Star Spangled Banner, the crowd loses their shit and starts booing. So Kyra Daniel is going to sing it. And they like her. She's pretty as a picture, getting ready to sing at the Toronto Raptors basketball game. And then as soon as she starts singing, Daniel. She should say, yeah, fuck America. You know, I mean, when in Rome, you know, everybody's booing the song. Either that or her to say, fuck you, I'm singing, shut the fuck up. I like how they've got a picture of Gordie Howe hanging up in their facility. Okay, so now I'm wondering if the next time we're at a Griffins game, we sing the Canadian national anthem. Are we going to boo that? I don't know. I am excited to see where this goes. It might not go anywhere. People might forget about the whole damn thing. All right. There was also, speaking of sports, there is a basketball player for the Mavericks, the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic. Uh-oh. He's their star player. And, well, I guess he's out. They traded the guy. And that has all of the fans so pissed off. My God. Let me see. Where is this clip? I'm fucking this up. Yes, these are the Daleks. See, he was like the face of the team, this Luka Doncic. And Dallas went to the NBA Finals last year. They lost. But this guy still is the face of the franchise. For whatever reason, Mark Cuban traded him to the Los Angeles Lakers to play with LeBron, and they get, whatever, a bag of basketballs back. And all of the fans are extremely butthurt for the Dallas Mavericks. This is... These are various clips from fans. This guy's wearing his basketball jersey on backwards.
I've been a master my whole entire life since I've been a baby. This is the worst moment in the history of my life. This is ridiculous.
Okay, if you're a 20-something-year-old guy and some basketball player gets traded and you announce this is the worst moment in my life, you need psychiatric help.
This is crazy, man. We went to the NBA Finals. Why are we trading the best player, the franchise player? How are we trading the franchise player? You went to the NBA Finals. He's supposed to have a statue.
Look at all these morons. God damn, all this energy goes into a stupid basketball player.
He's supposed to have a statue. Dirk got a statue right there. It's supposed to be Luka.
This guy has a sign that says, I'm sick.
Right there. Why we got a statue for Luka? New management is putting profit over fans.
Of course, you should. You don't think that they're like only interested in the fans more than profit, you asshole?
Profit over fans. Feel me? They're not worried about the fans. They don't care that we've invested 7 years.
Why is it taking you so long to understand this, you dumb shit?
Believing in Luka, believing in building a team around Luka. They don't care about that. They just want to make their gambling money. Make a couple hundred million and leave us stuck out here. You know, now we're back
really
to
really interested
one.
In this guy's
zero.
Attire
it's
here.
It's ridiculous. Luka fill that stadium. Who gonna fill it now? Who gonna fill that stadium now?
Like I said, I was...
All right, this guy seems a little bit more stable, but in the background, we've got what looks to be a typical Free Beer and Hot Wing Show fan.
Upset. I was confused because, like, in my head, I'm thinking to myself, like, what is your mindset, right? Like, why would you trade Luka? And if you are to trade Luka, why would you not get the best trade package available for him? That was just such a horrible perspective. That's just such a horrible trade. Like, at least make it make sense. You know what I mean? Make it at least a decent trade. But that was just a terrible trade. Hate everything about it. I hope Luka goes crazy on us. You know what I mean? I'm done with the Mavs right now, bro. It's done.
These guys, this Nico.
Okay, here's this is Joe Martinez's second nephew weighing in.
They finished with my dreams, okay? And this place, American Airlines, the Mavericks, this was my safe place. And now I have nothing. Basically, they just...
Wow, what a soft, fragile bunch of assholes. This was my safe place. Now I have nothing.
Drop the best sport thing in Dallas. I'm so sad, man, for real. I'm sad and disappointed.
I wouldn't be this sad if the Lions plane got hit by a Black Hawk helicopter. I wouldn't be this broken up. This is ridiculous.
Mr. Luka, if you're listening to us, Mr. Luka Doncic, this is not from us. Mr. Luka, you were supposed to stay here for forever. We love you, Luka. My kids were supposed to watch you. My kids.
This
is supposed to be their childhood, Luka. We love you, Luka. Please.
These are some real former Zaniac vibes with these people. This is the type of people that were really into my show. You know, when you have someone who's that into something, you know that there's a ton of defectiveness and retardation that's just coursing through their systems.
Come back to us. Once you don't resign to Los Angeles, please come back to us. We love you here, Luka.
There's no precedent for this in the history of the NBA that you don't trade at 25.
Look at it. Look at all these people who don't have jobs are making a shrine to this fucking basketball idiot. What a bunch of fucking pathetic pieces of shit.
Year old MVP candidate in his prime for a 32-year-old made of glass and a single pick. We just went to the finals last year. It's not like we missed the playoffs. It's not like we lost.
If I'm Mark Cuban, I trade more players and I make it all like shitty players. I go ahead and bring in a bunch of people who are like stage 5 cancer, maybe missing a leg. All these Make-A-Wish kids show up there and then put them on the court. That's the team to shut these fucking losers up.
The first round, and they could win every game the rest of the season and win the championship, and it wouldn't really matter because all of the emotional value and in that journey just got sucked away. It feels like someone close to you died.
God, this is embarrassing. I don't believe that. He just said, yeah, even if we win all our games or whatever and win the NBA championship, it doesn't matter. I'm still hurt.
In a way. And there's lots of anger for sure. What's inscribed on that statue over there, Dirk statue, says loyalty never fades away. And apparently that's only a one-way street. That only matters for the players because loyalty definitely faded away from the organization. They didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
What a
he was
bunch
loyal and they weren't.
Fucking twat, so that pussy, asshole,
doesn't really mean
fuck
anything.
Face, jobless sons of bitches. Fuck you, nerd. What a fucking bunch of losers. God damn, that's fantastic.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's see. I saw something and I didn't know if they were kidding, but I don't think they are. There is a one moment that's coming to light, hindsight being what it is, that some folks say started the rift between Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. And it's this moment last year. The Mavericks won the Western Conference And when they went to, so now they're going to go to the NBA Finals, which they ended up losing. Now, Doncic, from what I'm understanding, because I don't know shit about this, I had to read up on it. He has been accused by the team of easily falling out of shape and maybe being a little soft, a little pudgy, and not the most disciplined to take care of his health. I don't know, but they're suggesting that after the NBA Finals, or after the Western Conference Finals, this moment that happened where Doncic is drinking a beer with his pop next to him, and some executive from the team named Michael Finley comes up and takes the beer from his hand. And they're saying that this was the start of the rift between him and the team, if there is even a rift. I have no idea. But it's true. The guy did come and take his beer. This is that moment. Fucking guy comes up to a grown man, takes the beer out of his fucking hand, and then he's looking at him like, Jesus Christ, this is embarrassing. I wouldn't have let him. I said, get your fucking hands off my beer, you fucking idiot. Oh, that's bad. Hello, pug. Holy shit. Okay, this is like the only one of the only things I'm interested in the NBA. David says this country is doomed with these sad ass young people. I think the most interesting thing there is like who, how can something like that affect you on such a level? I mean, that is. You're right, David. That is, I think, indicative of a larger problem. You have people who are willing to put a lot of time and energy into complaining. I mean, think about your own life. Think about how you have so many things going on in your individual life. Like you would be so affected by sports guy getting traded that you would drop everything and go and protest and make a shrine and pout publicly that your favorite sports star is not there. What a crock of shit. If the Lions, okay, let's say baby Jesus came back and baby Jesus decided to join the Lions. All right. And he was fucking great. Every game, he's perfect passing, 5 touchdowns, no picks, runs for another 105, 3 more touchdowns, and the Lions are just destroying everybody. And at the last minute, the Fords decide that they don't like him anymore because he's fucking around, turning water into wine, everybody's getting shit-faced, you know, there's a bunch of loaves of bread that become 5,000 loaves of bread. 2 fish. I mean, he's fucking everything up. The whole catering bill is out of whack because Jesus is doing his own thing. Walking on water in the hot tub. Everybody's laughing, having a good old time. No one's focused on the game. The Fords decide to trade Jesus to the Pittsburgh Steelers, just like they did Bobby Lane. I'm not going there to cry that Jesus isn't on the team anymore. Fuck that shit. Like, I have nothing else going on in my life. Holy fuck, is that annoying. Young people are assholes. Jesus. Not all of them. I was just talking with Nick in the arena. He was just telling me that he just brought on a young person that him and I both know, the young person's dad. And it's just a dude who works at the arena. And he goes, yeah, we've had so-and-so's kid on staff. I go, yeah, how's he doing? He goes, well, I wasn't optimistic because he was so young. But he kicks ass. I go, yeah? Oh, yeah. He got out of high school and immediately started in the trades. In the last 7 years, he's been grinding, kicking ass. So he knows the fucking hierarchy. He knows how it works. You take somebody like that and you insert them into that type of crew, you're basically hired on. And the onboarding is basically, yeah, go figure it out. Now, you take the average person like that was just at that Dallas Mavericks protest, and they're going to go, oh, I can't. I need guidance. I need a safe space. This is horrible. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. You take somebody who's been around the block a few times and forced to figure that shit out or they starve. It's fucking great. Things get done. That's how it is. Figure it out, asshole. God damn. I would say everyone on the planet, at least in America, that is under 40 is a cock. Unless proven otherwise. Some of you may not be. Again, unless proven otherwise. And I don't want to give you the test. You're just going to have to figure that out on your own. Anybody less than 40 is an asshole. God. Thank God old people still rule the world. Okay, we ruled the world at a young point in time when we were younger. You're supposed to rule the world after we get old. But you're so shitty, we have to come off the fucking bench and do it for you, you asshole. God. Get your shit together and figure it out. We want to be watching you do this stuff. We want to relax. God damn, you pussies. Jesus. All right. Speaking of doing work, they do an outstanding bit of work over at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Give them a call at 616-532-6600 for any car, any hybrid, any EV. They do it all at Irvine's. Outstanding place to get your vehicle repaired. Don't take my word for it, though. If you go to their website, you will see all of the Google reviews that they have. Basically just reiterating what I'm talking about right here. They have a free loaner car program. Try them out if you haven't yet done so at ervines.com. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Anywhere in the U.S., reach out. At 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. They'll get you into a mortgage today. Honestly, today. Like, if you call today, you could be in a mortgage today. First-time home buyers, special attention is paid to you, answering all of your questions that you might think are silly. When it comes to taxes, we have one guy that we trust. That is Troy Ginzer from Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. I was just talking with Nick at the arena there, and he talked to me over the weekend about how much Troy just changed the game for him with taxes. Like the year before, he had a horrible time, and because of Troy, he paid one fee, and he just got the best service and got more than he's ever gotten back on his return. Another satisfied customer at Tag CPA. You can get more information at tagcpa.net. All the contact info from anywhere in the U.S. Reach out and say, hey, Easy sent me, and he said you will do my taxes for me. Get started. tagcpa.net. All right. Okay, tariffs, okay, check. Sad Dallas fucking Mavericks fans, check. Canadians booing, check. see. Where else are we going today? Let's get into Kanye. We haven't really heard from Kanye. It seems like the only time. I think he has new music out. He was nominated for a Grammy. I don't know the song. But it seems like really the only way that this guy can make headlines is when there's something sexual happening with his wife. Do you remember the clip when he was in Venice, Italy? And he was like on the boat and the guy's like rowing or going through the canals. And he's sitting there and the wife, the Bianca Censori, I think it's how you say her name. She was giving him like some skull. And you don't know it at first. He's just kind of sitting there looking like a deviant. Then all of a sudden her head pops up and she's got fucking dollop of slurp on the side of her face. And then he gets up and his ass crack is hanging out and he goes into the, four walls of the gondola to get out of view from people. But it was just, God damn it. That is fucking horrific. She is, I guess they're happy. They're made for each other. I don't know. I just get the impression whenever I see them together, like she is being held against her will or something really odd like that. It's kind of strange. So Kanye is on the red carpet and he's dressed black t-shirt, black pants, sunglasses, black skin. It's just black. And then she's got a full length fur coat. And then she takes off the fur coat and she's nude. She has no clothes on. And you can see everything. Nothing is left to the imagination. Her nips, there's nothing covering her nipples. There's nothing covering her genitals. She's completely shaved. And she has, there's like a very sheer covering that I guess is like a bodysuit, but it does nothing. You can only tell that it's there because there's a seam at the bottom of it just below her private parts that cover both thighs. And it's, I don't know about you, but I get really embarrassed when these things happen. I'm just kind of embarrassed that it's even happening. I don't know. It's just odd, really weird. And just, I don't find it in any way. I don't even find it shocking. I just find it a little sad, really. I will say this. She is, if you were to take a, you needed like a person's body to make a female superhero. She has that type of body. There's no question. But it's just fucking ick. I can't really. Ugh. This is, as much as I can show you, I don't even, cause there, you can watch the whole thing with and see everything, but I'm concerned about that on the platform. I don't want to get nuked. That's her after she has, see, you can't even tell that she's wearing anything. This has blurred out her butt. They're taking pictures and it's all weird, but believe it or not, she has something on. You just can't see it. She's very pretty. Very, very pretty face. But she looks like she's being held against her will. God. Others report they arrived uninvited, walked on the carpet, and left. Gross. Fucking weird. I mean, do any actual normal conversations happen between these two? I would just like to hear those conversations. Maureen says it smacks of no self-respect to me. Yeah, I don't know about that. I think it's just crazy. I think that if you, because she does look good, there's no question. She's an attractive woman. It's just, I don't know, I can't say it's no self-respect. I think it's more just they're fucked up. That's all I can say about that. These are fucked up individuals. This one has nips blurred and the female private parts blurred. But how can you do that and say, yeah, this is fashion. I'm just naked. Kanye's fucked up. What a fucking asshole. All right. That's enough of that. Let's see. What else do I have for you? I don't know if I have that much left. Okay. No. Tariffs. No, I actually did have something else. It was in Grand Rapids, they had a drag event. It's called Winter's a Drag, where all the drag queens come out and everybody, it's like a fashion show. And I wanted to take a look at it. If you ever want to have some fun for anything like this, if it's on social media, the comments from people hating on these drag queens. Now, these are all men. Now, when you are in like New York or Paris or L.A., the drag queens look like women. You would think that they are women. They are at such a high level. Now, when you're here in the Midwest, all of our drag queens, they look like dudes with makeup on. Still fun, and I love it. I mean, if a guy wants to prance around dressed as a chick and be awesome and be flamboyant, these people might not even be gay. It doesn't matter. These are queens. Okay? But they are, make no mistake, these are ugly, ugly queens. And if I were there, I would be cheering them on. But Grand Rapids drag queens really don't look like chicks. They need to be supported and applauded and cheered on despite the fact that they look like fuck. Okay? I have never, ever sugar-coated words on moments like this. You know that. But if anybody looks at these men and says, they're beautiful, you're a lying motherfucker. A couple could have passed off as kind of chickish. Let's take a look at the highlights. This one here looks to be pretty athletic. From a distance, this one looks kind of chickish. Very athletic. I'll give this person that. Now, this one cracks me up. Okay, this one from the back. Okay, now this does not look like a chick. All right? This is a dude. This is the like, he looks like the, I shouldn't even make that reference. Never mind. Forget that. Okay. The face, I think, looks chickish. Just a lot of makeup. All right. I can say that this is chickish, but the body's a little bit fluffy. Okay. Now this is the one I was really, really, okay. This guy's top has fallen off and his chest hair is sticking out. And now he thinks he's going to like trick us all into making everybody think that he's a chick by doing like some Simone Biles deal on stage. Okay, now I don't know about you, but I want a schlong to come flying out. I think that would be the absolute best. Thank you to Bleeding Heart Brian for sending me these. Right on. We are standing up. I might actually be hard. There you go. Winter's a drag. I think this would have been the best, though, if they gathered up kids. Like, after this ended, doing a kid story time. You know how it is? If you bring children around drag queens, the people on the right, like Republican assholes, the far-right scumbags, they will say that this is an attempt to try to like brainwash the children. That's what is being suggested. And I agree with that. They actually should be brainwashed, because if they're actually in a world where they have, you know, a bigger view of it, you know, they can make their own decisions. So I think we need more children being involved in drag time story hour. More young people need to be exposed to this. All right. And frankly, if I'm a kid and one of these monsters is reading me a story and I can survive that without like throwing up or getting frightened, I can handle anything. I say yes, that is something that we need more of. We need children to be exposed to drag shows to make them tougher. Because if you don't, they're going to be like Dallas Mavericks basketball fans crying when the stupid guy gets traded to the whatever team. It's fucking embarrassing. Stevie says, I wish I'd known about this. I would have gone. Maureen says, schlong is a very funny word. Stevie also says, drag shows are so much fun. I went to one drag show. And it was at a point in my life when I didn't understand what was going on. So I didn't even know, like, that these were all dudes. I just thought they were, like, chicks with lots of makeup. I was like, what is going on here? Why do all these chicks have Adam's apples? What the fuck? All right, folks. We are getting ready for the asshole of the day. If you have any suggestions as to who it could be, please add it in the chat. Before we wrap up, though, thank you to Rick over at TC Paintball, the paintball destination for the entire Midwest. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Think about them if you're getting ready to do something for midwinter break, like Pooh Bear. Your kid may be gone for the midwinter, or might be out of school for the midwinter break, so maybe gather up the kids and have a good time with the dads and the kids. Maybe a bachelor party. Maybe some workplace team building. They have everything you need. Book some time at tcpaintballgr.com. God bless Green Medicine Shop. Online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. You can find them in Greenville, Michigan. If cannabis is your thing and you want to try out someone new, a new shop, think about heading to Greenville, Michigan for the Green Medicine Shop. All right. Finally, Frank Fuss says, no matter where you are in the U.S., if you are without health insurance, you need absolutely to call him, because he can help you out into getting into a policy with healthcare.gov. Just reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. He can help you every step of the way. Also, life insurance plan, if that's in your future, he can help you get started with that. Or Medicare or Social Security. All right, suggestions. Linda says Trump. I don't know why that is. You got to give this guy a little time. He won the election. You may not agree with what he's doing, but he might be right. This might work out excellently. All I'm saying is, give him a shot. Maureen says, Mr. and Mrs. Kanye West. Definitely a possibility, but we're going to have to go with Dallas Mavericks fans for Asshole of the Day, brought to you by TC Paintball. What a bunch of bitches. Holy shit. All right, that is it for me. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you so much, as always. You're just awesome. The Patreon bonus podcast comes up a little bit later on. Till then, have a good one. Thank you, and bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Angel Reese y McDonald's tienen la clave para un post-game meal de campeones. Una QPC con salsa barbecue y tocino, papitas y un refresco. Los pros le llaman el Angel Reese Special. Llévate el Angel Reese Special solo en McDonald's.
Pa-da-pa-pa-pa.
En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.